Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for June 26, 2024, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring, live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas, for Week 16, Game 13. He's Tom Manas, head coach of the San Antonio Gunslingers and general manager. I'm Ralph Jedkins, your host for the show. Be a part of the team tonight by chiming in on the chat with your location, a question or comment, and I'm sure there are some questions about the game. And go on and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we kick off our first quarter and get started?
No.
We've got a heck of a show here. Say that again, because I didn't hear you loud.
I said no.
He said no. Good. All right, making sure. We'll be right back. You're watching Branded from Matenga's Pizzeria.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers and South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Welcome back to Branded, live from Matenga's Pizzeria for our first quarter of action. And I guess we'll start off with what is new this week in Gunslinger Nation.
Well, actually, Ralph, I'm glad you asked. We finally decided, I guess, that, you know, what we stand for and the things that are core values, we need to bring to the forefront how we talk about our football team moving forward. And I think the best way of doing that is to describe us as such. And people can take this for whatever it's worth, but our new mantra is basically, we're America's indoor team, okay?
America's indoor football team.
Right. So you kind of get that same thing from the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. Well, we believe that we're America's indoor football team. Okay. And let me tell you why. All right. So if you haven't noticed, you'll notice on our helmets, we have a cross. The players all wear a cross on their helmets. And that's because we pray before every game. We pray after a game, win or lose. We give thanks to the good Lord. We pray after practice every day for giving us the opportunity to be there and do those things. And we're not afraid, basically, to kneel in front of the cross. And I think that's what America was built on, that type of foundation and people not being ashamed and to show their faith. And I know those of you that know the Racklers or the Steubings or me, you know, that's my core belief and my values as well. So I'm proud of the fact that the team is now, we've always done it. We're just letting people know. The second thing is, you know, you're never going to find a more patriotic family or person than Don. James and myself and the team and our families, we truly believe that our freedom and liberty, you know, our flag stands for that all around the world. And that's why when you come to a game and you see other teams, Hyman and Hahn during the national anthem, and our guys have their helmet under their left hand or left arm, and their right hand on their hearts, is because we truly believe in giving honor to the flag. Sorry, I'm just reading off my notes I made here earlier. And then the other thing is, I think I've reiterated this in the show, it's we're a character-based team. So we hire our coaches, our players, our support staff, our administration. Everybody we hire in the organization starts with character. And if they pass that, I guess, I don't want to say test, but, you know, just if their character is out in front and it's one we would be proud of being associated with, then we look at their other skill set, whether that be as a football player or a coach, a trainer, you know, a salesperson. It always has to be in the forefront. And then so we pick our players, we pick our staff based on their character and such. So you've heard me say that from pre-camp. That will always remain the case here with America's indoor football team, the San Antonio Gunslingers. And then lastly, I think, which is really important, is we're truly wholesome entertainment. You know, I was kidding around with James the other day, and I said, you know, things like the internet can either be a blessing for people who are seeking refuge or knowledge, and it can either be a curse with all the horrible things that are on there, in addictions that start from it, from pornography, adultery, all the other things. We don't stand for any of that. We're as wholesome entertainment as you can be. And I'll let our audience predetermine all the other things that go with that. If we're, as we describe, you can already make the assumption we're not what a lot of people are chanting in the streets. Okay, I'm not going to say it because we don't have to combat that. We just have to be who we are, and
right,
and proudly so. And so moving forward, you're going to see some cool stuff that's associated with that. We're going to wear it as a badge of honor. And I mean that truly to our fans. This supersedes football. This is what we believe is our core foundation. So.
Well, I want to follow up with that, Coach. You had mentioned character, and obviously we talked about recruiting, that character came first. Can you, because this may not be possible to do, can you describe a way that that has paid a dividend this year, either on the road or at home, within the organization, where
character
carried the day, where if there had been another character. Okay, you got the assignment.
No. I get what you're saying, and I think I brought this up a couple weeks ago, but I'll bring it up again. A perfect example of character over self is Sam Castronova. Sam and I have known each other for several years now. We've won together. We've won championships together. I care and love his family, his children, his mom, his dad, his siblings. We have a real affinity for family and God, Sam and I. That being said, he got a rare opportunity. Now, there's a character guy, right?
Right.
But character's never revealed until it's challenged.
Right.
True?
Yeah, you can claim
right
whatever you want.
So it was March 14th was report date for players this year. On, I think, March 11th, 12th, I got a phone call from Sam that he had gotten offered to go to a private pro day for the NFL and chose talents.
And it wasn't just any team.
No, it was multiple teams were going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but one of his favorites, we'll say,
right,
was going to be there.
Right.
In his lifelong dream. And I never tried to discourage guys from opportunities, but I tried to stress to him, you know, that you do what you think you have to do. I'm just going to let you know that we support you, but we would hope you'll be here for the start of camp. But you take your time and tell us. So he said, I go, sleep on it, pray on it, and then let me know. Less than 24 hours later, I couldn't wait for him to call me, so I called him. And he goes, I was just dialing you. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be at camp. That's character. I signed a contract. I'm going to honor my contract. I'm going to be there on the report date. I'm going to be there. Now, that's only one example of hundreds of people or hundreds of times during the season that players have shown exceptional character. I'll give you one, and I'm embarrassed by this, but this is a great indicator. We had an incident. It wasn't anything major. It was a minor incident. And I said, you know, I told the team, I need that person to step forward. And, you know, it's not life-changing repercussions. It's going to be a fine, and, you know, we're going to have a discussion. Okay? And I had six players come to me saying it was them and it wasn't them. Just to one, solve the problem, and two is so the party involved, who really didn't know he did what he did, it was kind of by accident, still not right. I'm not making excuses. But six other players came to me and said, yeah, it was him. And as a matter of fact, one of them came up to me, Cornelius Lewis came up to me, says, yeah, coach, it was me. And I thought about it. I go, really? You didn't even travel. But I think that'll show you the kind of people that we have on the team, that they look out for each other, but they also are men of honor and are willing. These are the guys that are willing to jump in front of something to protect you. You know what I mean?
Well, and they show that every Saturday. Sounds like a trust issue the other way, that they are willing to come forward. You said it wasn't that big of a deal, but somebody had to take responsibility or claim responsibility for whatever it was. And six guys felt they could trust that what you said is how it's going to be. It wasn't going to be a gotcha. It wasn't going to get turned around and say, aha, it's you. So we're going to.
Yeah, here's my thing. I trust my ownership to let me handle things. I've never embarrassed my owners. I'll never let my owners be embarrassed by me. If it's something that I'm culpable in, I would stand up and take it, even if it cost me my job. But I'm not going to also, I can't lose my trust in my players either, because I don't want someone being looked at a certain way for one incident. Because let me tell you what, if we're truly a Christian-based team, the biggest part of being a Christian-based team is forgiveness.
Grace, yeah.
Right? So, you know, things like that. And again, it wasn't huge. It was really quite minor, but in the scope of things with everything going on in the world. Anyway, so that's a good example, I think, of the people that we brought in. We brought in probably close to, I don't know, probably 45 people have come through our doors, even when we had to get replacement guys for injuries or this and that. They were all vetted before they came in. So we didn't just get on the phone, hey, we have a guy down, we need a guy, and just do it. Matter of fact, I was proposed the guy this week who's an exceptional football player. Here's how the call went, that the person referring him. It is, he's a great football player, but he's a little bit gangster. And I said, is it gangster like bad gangster, or is it bad gangster? You call him gangster because where he comes from, right? His circumstance. And they said, no, it's just from where he came from. And I thought, all right, let me look a little deeper into it. I looked a little deeper into it. Great football player, but not worth tainting the pond, if you
right.
will. Okay? So we passed. And he'll go on and play for somebody else. And some people say to me, you had a chance to get him, you didn't get him, you're nuts. Well, then I'm nuts. But we have a much bigger responsibility than just winning football games. We really do. We're examples in the community. We're examples to young people. We're for community services, for sponsors, for everything. So we have to be beyond reproach. Okay? So we try to be anyway. I'm sure we fall short.
We've just stuck a name on ourselves as America's indoor football team. Now we've got a brand to live up to and a brand to protect.
We're putting the flag out there on the high ground. Well, here's the difference. If I stood up outside this establishment, we're at Matinka's, by the way, best pizza in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
But if I was to stand up outside and spout out my political views, and let's say they weren't mine, right? My personal ones, but let's say the other side's political views. And I walked in and they called me names and they did this and did that and all that. I'd keep walking in and I don't have to say a word. And I think because if you live it, you don't have to explain it.
Right.
Right? And I think that's what we're finally to the point with the Gunslingers. We lived it every day. We do what we say we're going to do. And we are patriotic, we're God-fearing, patriotic, family, God football, or God family football organization, and at country, and we give thanks to our service members, our first responders, the people that take care of us. We sleep under a blanket of freedom that's provided by others that make ultimate sacrifices. And we're going to just start saying it more. We live it, but we're going to just start letting everyone know it more and more and more. And because we think that if the right people start saying the right things, maybe we can turn this country around. And maybe we can turn football around. And maybe we can turn culture around. And we're proud of that fact. And I give all the props to Don and James for having the courage and the commitment to do that, because they know I'm a good soldier, man. I was all about this anyway. I'm the one that came in and started the God Family Football thing. And
it's so much easier when you agree with a mission.
Right?
You don't get to pick your missions, but it's so much easier when you agree with a mission.
Well, I got to be honest with you. There's been very few things that I've disagreed ever. I don't think I've ever disagreed with Don. I've disagreed with James maybe once or twice just on some small stuff. But, you know, like they give me my room, because if it's something to do, you know, with marketing, who's a better marketing guy than James and Don? I mean, look at John Wayne, right? They know their stuff. When it comes to football, they let me do my thing, which I really, really appreciate. And the fact that they let me put a cross on the helmets, the fact that they let me always say God, family, football, the fact that they let me talk about God and prayer on this show and when I give interviews and things like that, I appreciate that.
I got to bring up a long, long time ago memory when you were with your previous organization doing the coaches show. There was a guy who came on after you had said something along the lines about faith in the comments section, saying, well, you know, there are other religions out there. And it's like, okay, fine. great.
Well, I mean, do you
We're not here to offend, but
Do you know what my religion is? You know, I listen. Here's the thing. I believe what I believe. You can believe what you believe. I'm telling you that what I believe doesn't harm you.
Right, and doesn't stop you from believing what you want to believe. I'm not here to restrict
you. And if you truly understand the American flag and what it stands for, and being a patriot, and being you know, someone who respects the Constitution and everything else, then you automatically know that I'm not opposed to your point of view. I don't agree with your point of view. I probably never will agree with your point of view. But I don't have to bring up your point of view, so I give you a forum either.
Right, or denigrate it.
I would never do that.
No.
Not publicly, anyway.
Yeah.
Right, so.
If you want to talk about your religion, get your own football show.
Yes.
But this is his, this
hey,
is ours. And
if you want to start, no, I won't get into that now.
The culture thing has resonated as far as 1,500 miles away. Waffles for Days, otherwise known as Taylor of the Blizzard Fancast, said he wanted to say you have a fantastic culture. It's been a blast watching the team do what they do. Love your approach and happy to see you work. As a Green Bay fan first, y'all got a two-way fan. He actually wears on his last show was wearing a Gunslinger shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
On the the Blizzard Fancast.
I got to tell you, the people in NAS. In Northern Arizona, we're really, the ownership group is fantastic. I have nothing but respect for Les Moss as a coach. But it was funny because sitting by the bench were two NAS fans. And they were hardcore NAS fans. And in pregame, they stuck their hand out. I slapped them five. I shook hands going down for the national anthem and doing my thing and talking to fans and whatever. And these two in particular, when the game started, they were NAS, NAS, NAS. By the second half, they were pro San Antonio Gunslingers. It was crazy.
Wow.
And
this is in the Finley Toyota Center. And,
yep.
And people
behind
the bench.
They were the nicest guys. And they were sitting right by the bench. So I think sitting by the bench and seeing how we behave and seeing how we act and seeing how professional we are probably cultivated that change of heart. Because it's rare in indoor football to have a team, not, you know, you're always going to have a portion of your team that's culture based, you know, faith driven, this, that, but to see the entire group being like that. And listen, that's not a prerequisite, you know, that you come in and you gotta, you know, buy into our religion and buy into our this and buy into that.
But it's not a cult.
It's not a cult, but it just so happens that all those people that do that happen to come here. And so I think that's what makes it fun to go to work every day and meetings and, you know, everything. We're getting ready for a big game we'll talk about shortly. But
oh, yeah.
In that, you know, in that preparation in the defensive room where I've been sitting all week, we're trying to keep getting better. And just the conversations and the sharing of information and ideas has just been incredible and respectfully so. You know, and that's really unusual for a group of 20-something-odds, right? So there's another example of character.
And focus.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back in. There's already comments about the game or one in particular aspect of the game, but we'll get back to that in the second quarter, if that's okay.
I saw the question.
Yeah. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. Second quarter's coming up, and it's going to be a doozy.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull for your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
This Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria. Well, let's talk about that tough loss at the Toyota Center. One of the biggest comments that were talked about in-game and post-game was that part of the two-point conversion that the announcer kept referring to as a deuce. It's not a deuce. It's a drop kick, which is worth the same as always as far as points goes, just one more if you do it via drop kick. Philip Higginbotham with a comment, when the conversation turns, drop kick, are they hitting the ground as the rules dictate, and does that matter?
Yes, they are hitting the ground. It's simultaneous, and they are hitting the ground. They are legitimate drop kicks, and I think the one he shanked he kicked a little early, but he shanked it. But even that, I think, was simultaneous, but he kicked it on the lower right hand of the ball. He like got under it. No, he's good at drop kicks. I mean, you know, great.
Well, if you practice the crap out of it,
but
it becomes your team.
I watched 5 minutes of your show yesterday because we had a very long day. And I want to clarify some things that I heard on the show, if I could. One is that you said TC was 9 for 9 on extra points. He was not, remembering that he had I think he had 9 attempts and he had one block and one miss,
right?
Okay, so that put him at 7 for 9.
I think it was 6 for 9.
Well, no, it'd be 7 for 9. Did he have two? He had two blocked. He had two PTs blocked, and he had one field goal block, right?
Right.
Okay. And that was in the first half.
We had a miss, we had a block, and a block field.
Right. And that was in the first half. And we corrected that mistake because we didn't get anything blocked in the second half after we corrected the mistake because we had to put a player in a position that hadn't played it before. But no excuses. Once we fixed it, it was fine. So he was 6 for 9. So that would be 6 points.
Right.
Correct? And then he kicked 3 deuces. So that's 12 points, not 9 points. And their kicker had 12 points.
Right.
So it was a draw. I'm just saying. And just so you want to be even more specific, TC has 96 total points for the year. So I want you to put that in perspective. In 11 games, he's had 96 points.
And I'm sure that would put him on a point leading list for points scored.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's number 2 or 1 or 2. But again, my point is this, the question was raised, can't TC kick, drop kicks? No, TC is not comfortable with drop kicks. TC's comfortable with kicking deuces. And as you can see, 12 to 12, it didn't factor into a differential.
And he kicked it 4 times through the uprights. We only got credit for three of them.
He would have actually had 14 points, yeah. But we had a player, after being told multiple times to not go offsides, because they had a ref I've never seen a ref do this. This ref was like in an umpire position, crouched down, looking down the line. He wanted so badly to make a call, and rightfully so. We were offsides. So if you start adding those plays up, Ralph, I guess this is my point. You know, if you say, okay, the missed deuce, that's two, the field goal. And I'm going to also defend Coach Fuller on the field goal attempt.
At the end of the first half.
Yeah, at the end of the first half. There was 1.5 seconds left. We were on the three.
Right.
TC's almost money, right? Kicking that and getting the ball in the second, we just still been up two scores.
Right.
It's two scores is two scores.
Right. It'd been 10 points.
Right. So my thing is, that was just as much as y'all said, oh, I had, big cojones last week. That I thought was a smart, safe play. The fact that it got blocked, of course, and that was a blocking error that we corrected, and we've corrected it moving forward, so I don't see that happening again. But nonetheless, it happened. So if you take the two, the two blocks, right? Two extra points and one field goal, I think is correct.
Right, that'd be five.
And that'd be 5 points there. The missed deuce, that's seven, because we went offsides. Sam's pick six kind of takes, that's another 7 points.
Right.
9 points because he kicked the deuce at, or he kicked
eight
the
points,
drop
yeah.
kick.
Yep.
Okay, that's 8 points. So when I broke down the film, it's something like 140 plays, football, and I think we had, and you include one offsides, and you include a holding penalty, and just stuff like that. I think it totaled out to 8 plays. So 8 plays out of the 140. I'd love to have him back. I'd love to tell our fans that, it shouldn't have happened, I agree, but it did, and those 8 plays cost you, and that's why they make a movie called Any Given Sunday, because when you make mistakes, you're fighting for inches, it has its effect. I was proud of the effort of the players. The one thing about this football team is they never stop fighting until the end, regardless of the time on the clock or the score. I'm real proud of them in that respect. Now the other pundits are coming out and saying, well, this is going to happen and, it's going to be really hard to make the playoffs and this and that. I just showed you an email from an owner said, see you in the playoffs, right?
Right.
And it wasn't our owner. So what I'm saying is people know we're a good football team. Do we have to win? Yes, sir, we have to win. People keep saying, well, something's got to happen for us to win. Yeah, they all play each other now.
Right.
It's going to happen. It would have happened whether or not we needed it to happen or not. So there's literally a chance that we could go as high as third place, in the playoff run. And, our goal is just make the playoffs.
Right.
The way we look at, the way we approach this game, and you can say what you want about this football team. I've never sugarcoated my opinion, the confidence. You guys all call it arrogance. I call confidence in my guys. We're going to go 7-0. We'll see you in Vegas. I mean, that's our goal. And if it ain't your goal, how do you get up in the morning? Right?
What's the point?
Right. So I think we have the ability of doing that. We're playing a really good Frisco team this weekend. They love to run the football. They're very good at it. They got two running backs that are exceptional. They got a quarterback who's shifty. We're up for the challenge in that. We're looking forward to the opportunity to play in front of our home crowd, not to be on a Southwest Airlines flight.
2 weeks now.
Yeah, one's in Boston and the other one's in Prescott, Arizona.
Right.
So, I mean, you're all over the place. You're across country in less than 10 days. We're real excited about the opportunity to play at home for the next 2 weeks. I know it's Faith and Family Night on Saturday, which is very near and dear to my heart. I hope you all come out, and if you all want to give a quiet prayer to our boys, I'd sure appreciate it. But that's a special night for us, and we're looking forward to playing Frisco, and then the following week, Is that first responders? Yeah, that's
first responders. Yes, first responders.
First responders, and which you, again, if you know our culture, we're we love law enforcement. We love our paramedics. We love our firemen. All of our rescue workers, whether it be air, sea, or land, nothing but respect. I mean, we are, again, remember, you know, we're America's indoor football team, and we're in Military Town, USA. So what a better fit. So we got that going on. And like I said, the boys are real excited about the opportunity in the next 2 weeks and going that route against two very, very good football teams. So.
Before we close out the review of the game.
Oh, but one more thing. These are two teams we've beaten before.
Right.
So we know we kind of know what challenges are facing us. And I think if we play it to our best, I think we'll have great outcome.
And they've got to play here this time.
Right.
Right. So we have that going for us. Before we close out the review of the game, there's going to be a question about the decision on the last drive.
Okay.
We open up with a running play, and we follow with three. I think it was a completion, a running play, and two incompletions at the end, where we had an opportunity to pick up the first down, and we were throwing for the back of the end zone.
Okay, so let me ask you this: so we get the first down, the clock still moves, right?
And we had a timeout.
So, right, but it having extra plays doesn't really matter if you don't have the time on the clock.
Correct.
So I could give you 10 more plays, but there's only 8 seconds left.
You've only got a chance to run two of them.
Right. So it doesn't matter. Getting the first down, would it have been nice? Sure. But what happens if we ran it and they kind of slow getting up on us and that kind of thing?
Which
right?
is
and
exactly what you'd expect
them to
do. So
then we burn a timeout, right? But then now let's say we get two more plays and Sam has to scramble and he goes down. You can't call a timeout. Game's over.
Right.
Right. So I guess this. I will stand by this. James Fuller is the best offensive coordinator in the United States in indoor football. I will back him 110%, not only in his thought process, but with my job. Okay?
Well, that's why you hired him.
Right. Well, that's, yeah. But I've know people who hire guys and fire guys and do this and that. He's the best at what he does. The second thing is I got the MVP quarterback with the ball. He had the option of throwing to different places. Okay? James's offense doesn't give you just one option.
Right.
Okay, so when the ball snaps, Sam may have three or four different options in addition to running. So he has really like five options. And he thought he could get the ball in, and he's done it a lot of times for us. So I'm never gonna look or second guess either him or James, because we win together, we lose together, and there's never gonna be finger pointing.
And there it is. Just wanted to put it out there, because there's a lot of discussion, what if, what coulda, shoulda, and there's your answer.
Yeah, but see, that's why I want to start a different podcast show.
Oh, we were going to talk about that next quarter?
No, I'll talk about it now.
Okay, we'll talk about that right now then.
So I'm going to start a podcast for professional football this fall, and the way it's going to work is that we're going to talk about all professional football, but you can't call in unless you played professional football or coached professional football. Just saying.
Select list of participants and guests and opinions.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great. Can you imagine all the great comments you'd get based on experience of playing or coaching?
I can't. I can only imagine.
Instead of, you know, like, and when I say playing, I don't mean like, I mean like, yeah, I played in the NFL. I didn't play in a Madden tournament.
Right.
How fun would that be if you could have that? Wouldn't that be? No. All kidding aside, I love the fact that we have passionate fans, whether they're pro us, against us.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. That's what makes the game fun. Again, I'll say this. If you're fact-based and your facts are correct, like on how many points someone scored, I have no problem with it. If your facts aren't correct, then, yeah, I should be just as entitled as you are to bring up your point. I should be entitled to bring up my counterpoint. And I'm not being defensive of our program. I'm just being factual. So I want TC to get credit for everything TC does. I don't want to ever short a player. We didn't even talk about Harper. Harper ran like an NFL running back. His four touchdowns on the ground that he had were not easy touchdowns. Like, they were remarkable touchdowns. Every one of them was remarkable. Now, that ain't going to happen unless the offensive line played their best game of the year. They were exceptional. They were absolutely exceptional, right? Our receivers, you know, I don't think people realize in the first 10 minutes of the game, we had two fingers dislocated. I've never had that happen in 50-plus years of football. I've never seen in a quarter two separate players dislocate fingers and then pop them in. One went in easy. The other one took about 15 minutes to get back in.
Ooh.
Once it gave back in, the guy had 11 solo tackles, Clifford Duck.
Clifton Duck had 11 tackles in that game. Nearly had an interception.
11 solo tackles with a dislocated finger that happened minutes before that.
And okay? Wyatt had like three in a row. They didn't credit him, I think, for all of them either.
Right.
But in the opening.
But see, that's what I'm saying is, you know, I get it. People want to see their name on a message board. They want to give their opinion. They want to that's their game day when they get an opportunity to, I'll show them. I'm going to go for the jugular, or I'm going to this, or I'm going to that. I get it, man. Have fun with it. That's fine. We love you. We love you, and we hope we can turn you into Gunslinger fans if you're not. That being said, I'm always going to defend the Gunslingers. I'm always going to defend my guys. Now, if they make a mistake, trust me, you should have been in the meeting room, okay? But that's in-house, our family.
Right.
We take care of our business, and we fix our problems.
If anyone doubted accountability, just take a look at the roster. If you don't perform, you're not there the next week.
Welcome to professional football.
Right. I mean, this is...
That has nothing to do with whether or not they're great people.
Right.
Every person who's brought through these doors are great people. But if they can't perform at the level of expectation that we have for them, okay? We played Northern Arizona Saturday, and not one person played in the original game against Northern Arizona on defense.
Right. It was a totally different defense. And it actually showed how far the team had come. You made significant changes this game on the defensive line. Previously, Voiles came in. Voiles has been a contributing factor on the edge, has been getting tackles, and there's been more pressure on the opposing quarterback.
Hey, Frisco, I hope you're listening. So we brought in Mr. Carter. I call him Mr. Carter because I should call me Clips, because if he stands in front of the sun, you ain't seeing it anymore. This guy is big. I had to order him 5XL pants today. He's a big man.
But it's not just the size.
And no, he's a great athlete. And Harold went down this week and last week with he rolled his ankle.
Oh.
So Harold Love. And so we gave Harold the two games to set. We went out and we found Mr. Carter, who is a great kid and an absolute gem at nose. And what's funny about that is when we got to the airport, usually Megan runs in and she gets on the computer, you know, the kiosk, and gets all our boarding passes and all our luggage tags. And, you know, you'd never guess it when you look at Carter, right? And it said to him, he goes to Megan, give me half the list. I work at the airport. He gets on the thing and he's like this. You know, he's just,
wow,
not even looking. He's just whack,
hidden,
whack, whack,
hidden
whack.
Talent.
Oh yeah, so he was special. And then this week we are starting Jeremiah Kane at end. Jeremiah signed with us in the off season, but he's a school teacher and couldn't get the time available to leave school to come and play ball for us. So we had originally RTR'd him, which was a failure to report, but we knew when he got done with school, we'd bring him in. came in, I think, the middle of end of May. Yeah, end of May. And the second play of practice, he rolled his ankle. And so he had been out for 2 weeks, and this is his coming out party. And let me tell you what, watching the practice film, he is good. He is some kind of good. So our starting defensive line this week, and I don't care who knows it, good luck stopping it, is going to be Voiles, Carter, and Kane. And we're really excited with Ricky right behind him. So really looking forward to that, seeing that defensive pressure. Defensive backs are getting better every day. Really love those guys. Linebackers are doing their thing. Boy, when we click, I can't wait to be here and watch that thing click.
And I thought we were, honestly. It was somewhere time around the second quarter, and we got our first stop and went
eight plays, Ralph. That's what I said.
Right.
Eight plays.
It was I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the offense working. I'm seeing the defense disrupting and making them earn every point they get.
We were dominating.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it was. We were aggressively dominating the line of scrimmage, and we were dominating in a lot of aspects of it. I'm not going to lie to you. Injuries play into things. I'm not going to get into that. Guys played through some stuff. They're better now, but, you know, when it happens, you know, it's tough. It's tough. So, you know.
Anything else on the game before we go on?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, fans, I'm sorry that we didn't give you the win. We are not deterred from our goal. You know, if you believe in what we're about, America's indoor football team, our culture, our football, our people, our players, then, you know, help support us do that 7-0 run and give us a chance, you know.
It ain't over yet. George Washington lost more battles than he won when he was in command, but he won the ones that mattered.
Yeah, there you go. And was there anything we wanted to close out with, question-wise?
Oh, I've been feeding questions. The only other one was talking about the podcast. Alex Shearbirth asking, does intramural flag football count as a playing experience?
No, and you're exactly the guy I don't want commenting.
Alex Schubert.
I'm just kidding, buddy. Thanks for watching.
Sports coast to coach, Laurie Lerma, closing us out. Win or lose, always guns up. There absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I guess that's the point, guys. We win together, we lose together, right? And we're going to win. You can't poo-poo us now, and then all of a sudden this book is not written yet. Can you imagine if you're on the poo-poo side of a great story? You don't want to be that guy. So.
All right, well, that'll do it for our second quarter. When we come back, we'll talk about events going on with the team and start looking forward to that first game at home, the next big one. The next one is always big against the Frisco Fighters. Stick around for more Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matanga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matanga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Think you can do this?
It's the Kick for Cash event at the San Antonio Gunslingers game. You choose where to kick from. More yards equals more cash.
The five.
I'm kicking from the 10.
For your chance to win, go to SanAntonioGunslingers.com or just come to the game. Look for the QR code, scan it, and you can be selected to kick for cash at halftime. There's nothing like being at a San Antonio Gunslingers game, especially if you can win some cash.
I tried Kick for Cash and it was awesome.
Welcome back to Branded and live from Matanga's Pizzeria. Brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. A few things going on here, at least have gone on. And Brian Billick here, my point of contact for this with the Gunslingers. Kali Rashad, I actually saw the social media on this one, is starring in an advertisement for Complete Care Emergency Care. He was out shooting a TV commercial. Or at least I hope he was shooting a TV commercial, because it looked like they were doing an MRI on him.
No, it was great because they were showing all the different aspects of the facility, right? From x-ray, admission, that.
I love going, that. He was going through all of them. Some of the guys went on and to play pickleball at Pickleball Giant to try their hand at that game and practice their hand-eye coordination. And yep. Brian's got some pictures of that out on social media. And then the guys made a visit to our newest sponsor. A lot of people excited about this one joining the team, Outback Steakhouse.
Right.
At 12,511 I-10 in San Antonio.
That's Jen's handiwork. She always makes sure she feeds the players.
All right, well, let's see here. We'll see you, Jen. Jen, go ahead and wave at the camera over my shoulder so they can see you there. There's Jen.
And Brian.
Next to him is Brian.
And there's Weston.
And there's Weston. They're all they're
Weston's
all
always on camera. I don't know what the deal is.
All together at the table.
He's photogenic.
Yes. But so camera shy.
Yeah.
Lori Lerma saying hi, Jen.
Yeah, he's like Tucker.
Yeah?
On our team. So Tucker is 6'9", 325 pounds, right?
And commented on in the broadcast
He's always late. Not late. He's the last one on the bus. He's the last one to eat lunch because he works out, right?
Right.
So he's always last. But I'll tell you what, if he hears a camera click,
yeah, he's there.
He's out there. Hey! You know, he's one of those guys. And
he's making the most of the 15 minutes,
and you know what?
Man.
He's enjoying the experience to its fullest, and he's a good-looking kid. He's a great kid.
Got a great smile.
Great Christian young man. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you got a daughter, that's the guy you want to hook her up with, because he is just...
Well, he's over 6 foot.
He's such a good man, though. He's such a good man. Yeah.
Yeah, they were. The NAS broadcast was commenting on the offensive line that they just weren't going to be able to get around guys like him. And
it took a minute.
Hardy and Harvey also had a pretty good game, and that unit has come along very, very nicely.
Let's be real. Harvey's the best center in the IFL, okay? Hardy, how he's not playing on Sundays is beside me, okay? He's just a really, really good football player. I got to tell you this. This is a true story. About 2 weeks ago, I got a call. 3 weeks ago, I got a call right before the UFL playoffs started. And it was from a GM at a UFL team. And he said, I want to call you, and can you send me some film on this player? I'm not going to say who it was. Can you send me some film on this player? I said, sure. So I sent him some film on the player, and he calls me back. He goes, who's 65? He goes, wow, is that guy good? And he was talking about Hardy. And, you know, he fits the mold. He's like 6'5", 335, 340. You know, he's got good feet. He's got good hands. He's gotten so much better this year than he was last year. He just continues to get better. I've won rings with him and Harvey and Cornelius Lewis and all that. And by the way, everybody, I asked this. please say a prayer tonight for Cornelius Lewis's dad? He's been in the hospital, and we're praying for a speedy recovery. Okay, so sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, this is important.
Yeah, C. Lou is like my son, so it's really special that we all say a prayer for him tonight.
Lori Lerma checking in with South Texas Spine and Surgical, saying Kali was awesome at shooting the commercial at Complete Care. He definitely was not hurt. Well, thanks for telling me. That's a load off the minds of the fans of San Antonio.
Yeah, no, we,
That while you were there, you didn't find anything wrong with him either.
No. But here's the beauty of Kali. Even if he was hurt, he'd still play.
Right.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, man. Tough kid.
Well, I wanted to mention before we get too much further along and start talking about, about to right now, you need to know about this week's offer for the rest of the season. You need to get on this right now, and that is today now, because we have a buy two, get one free offer going on for the next two games. You've got to call or text the number you see on your screen, 210-298-7733.
Let's talk about that for a half second.
Yeah.
Okay. One is you get to see Frisco, who's fighting for the one spot in the East. Two is you get to see Mass, that's trying to hold on to that third spot, right, in the East, against us. And then the last game you'd get for free is probably the biggest game of the year, which may have playoff ramifications either in getting in or ranking, which is against the Arizona Rattlers, which is Outlaw Night.
Right, that's the last thing.
Let me tell you, you don't want to miss that one, even if you come just to see our uniforms. That's all I'm saying on the subject.
Jordan's been hyping about Outlaw Night since the start of the preseason.
Buddy, Jordan and I worked on Outlaw Night in September.
Right. No, it's concept. Been,
yeah, but it's all his artistic ability, but it's just, you know, conceptually.
So Jordan Unleashed versus the Arizona Rattlers. Yes, those Arizona Rattlers. Yes, that team are one of the franchise teams of indoor football.
It's a legacy team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they get to come here and get to meet the next chapter. We did mention that the next game after Faith and Family for Massachusetts is First Responders Night as well. And the big deal on that one is First Responders, show up with your valid ID. You are getting in free.
Yeah.
Police, EMS, fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't do that job.
Well, not only that, I mean, I've had personal experience with family members that needed a first responder. You know, my mom and my dad at one point, and they, you know, I can never ever thank them enough for what they did. I've had a few rides in ambulances myself. Mine not life-threatening, but sure painful, and they always make you feel comfortable. And talk about a selfless job, man. I mean, these are people that run into burning buildings.
Right.
You get that, right? They don't run out of them. They run in them. If you ever want to really appreciate a first responder, they happen every day, but watch the 9/11 special on Netflix, I think, where you got guys, you know, think about thousands of people, hundreds of people, if not more, running downstairs trying to get away from the blast.
The heat.
And then running upstairs in full gear.
Full bunker gear.
You're talking probably 100 pounds of gear with tanks and everything, going up like 80 flights of stairs. Okay. And a lot of them, that was their final run.
Right.
And so people, I'm going to say something. Can I get a second here?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard this, it was actually from a first responder. And it was on, online in one of my, Christian based groups that I'm involved with. And, the Golden Gate Bridge is, they've had, I think it's something like 20,000 people have attempted suicide from the Golden Gate Bridge since its inception, and only 39 have lived who've jumped. So you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to die. So this particular first responder was called to go do the recovery. So he went and did the recovery, and obviously it's gruesome, you know, and how these guys don't have PTSD walking around is just beyond me. But he did the response, and he did the recovery, and then, as luck would have it, 2 days later, he was, because he was part of the, I want to say either the Sheriff's Service, I think it was the Sheriff's Service, because he was the dive team sheriff's guy.
Okay.
But then on this particular day, like 2 days later, they went to the guy's apartment that had committed suicide. They found his ID and went to his apartment, and he left a suicide note. And in the suicide note, he said, I'm going to walk to the Golden Gate Bridge. It's 2.5 miles away from my house. If someone smiles at me, I won't kill myself. And this man walked on the Golden Gate Bridge, or walked from his house to the Golden Gate Bridge, passed probably hundreds of people along the way, and not one person smiled at him, and he ended up taking his own life. So not only is that a very sad tale, that we all have to be better people.
Yes.
Okay. And smile at a stranger, and don't have your head down when you walk, and, you know, and that goes to, again, our culture as America's indoor football team, that we're going to always, the only time I'm ever going to kneel is, you know, is either to pray or for a child. And that's it. You know, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to show empathy and try to be good to my man, or, you know, my fellow man, and try to be a good Christian and try to be a good brother, because we are a brother's keeper, and do all those things that are necessary. So when you see a first responder, this always ticks me off. I hate when people say thank you for your service. Not that that's not a great thing to say. What I say is, how are you doing today? Because for what they go through, I just want to let them, I want to know how they're doing. Are you okay? You know, are you doing all right? Is everything good with you? And when they give you that response that says, yeah, I'm doing great, then you go, well, thank you for your service. And thank you for everything you do for us. And thank you for the blanket of freedom. And thank you for coming into that burning building. And thank you for doing all those things. And I think that's what we all have to be like. And I'm getting off my pulpit, but let's be good to each other is the whole point of all that. So, okay, let's talk football.
Okay, and we'll come back in the fourth quarter and talk about the game coming up very, very soon. You need to get out there and buy your tickets now, folks, for the buy two, get the third free first game coming up this Saturday. So you want to be there. You got to be there. Or, you want to be there, because now you're going to see America's indoor football team in action. You're watching Branded, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like, literally, like hockey and football had a baby. type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
And welcome back to Branded for the fourth quarter, taking a look forward to the Frisco Fighters. And that's about all the alliteration I can effing do.
That's why you are co-host to a football show.
That's right.
Well, here's the deal. Frisco is a very good football team. This is kind of the battle for Texas bragging rights.
And they've got,
we're one and one better against them.
They've gotten better because they've got back their starting quarterback.
No, they didn't. No. We knocked out their starting quarterback,
right.
And this quarterback is the quarterback that came back in and who's now their starting quarterback. We made this kid's career.
Edwards?
Yeah. No, so that's exactly what happened. So if you remember the first time we played him, he had gotten hurt and the other kid came in, and he's a really good football player.
Mm-hmm.
They're both really good football players, and they've got two running backs that are exceptional. They've got a really good offense. They've got a good defense. They're well coached. Really not a lot of bad things to say about Frisco other than they're a really good football team, which we love. I mean, it seems like that's all we do is we play ones
or
twos every week.
Yeah,
we
only play the good teams.
So, which is good because it'll get us ready for the championship. So the thing, see how everyone just went, yeah, right. Okay. But the thing about it is, what our approach to a team like this is, they're not going to want to have our offense on the field. They're going to try to control the clock. It's going to really come down to the defense, you know, chopping wood this weekend.
Well, Alex Shubert has a comment on that. Alex Shubert of Sports Coast to Coach, specifically Wager Wednesday. He says the final fight with the Frisco Fighters, he's practicing alliteration as well. Frisco favored by 6. San Antonio pays 3-1 for the outright win on the money line. Not saying the over-under for the game. It might cause the coach to fall over. Please tell us what the over-under is.
No, Alex, say that. That's like, you know.
Because Coach just told you, I wouldn't. If they went ridiculous with the over, it isn't going to be the over.
What was the over-under in the NAS game?
I forget.
Does anybody know? Because how many points did we score? Like 500? No, right.
Okay. So, Alex, we've twisted his arm, and he's going to tell us that the over-under is 109.5.
Okay. So, if we score 70?
That is 70? The highest in the IFL this season.
Okay.
Last week was 102.5.
So, if we score 70 and they score 30, roughly, we're good.
Yeah, well, that would we need to score 70. We need to score 70. No, 80. We need to score 80 to get the 109.5.
Oh, it's 109. I thought it was 100. I'm sorry. Yeah.
109.5.
That's a lot of points, everybody. But what a fun game to go watch, right?
Right. In fact, Frisco's promo, the last time we played, I think it was like over 110 points. They actually made that as their promo. It's like, how is exciting? Come and check out a Frisco game. These two teams combined for 110 points. That's exciting. Didn't bother to tell the audience we beat them.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, and they beat us last time.
Yep.
I mean, it's here's the thing. Anytime you play a team three times, you know, it's tough because you know what they do. They know what you do. They know your personnel. You know their personnel. You know their coaches. They know our coaches. It's always tough. So it comes down to effort and execution.
Right. And there's a lot of film out there. There's a lot to know.
Well, it's just one with the team with the fewest, you know, penalties and errors is going to win, period. So
as you've said all along, this is about assignment-driven football. This is about execution. The team that benefits, executes best and last is the team that wins.
Right.
You don't load up with a bunch of mistakes. Any particular, not surprises, because obviously we're not going to give away any surprises. You already mentioned, you've already gone and shown a couple cards by saying what the starting defensive line is and talking about who we bring out there. Any other stories, I guess, or lines about these two teams, because this is the team that...
Well, what are you talking about? Just Frisco?
Yeah.
With the last three?
Yeah, with Frisco in particular, this is...
No, I think, you know, again, it's going to be an old-fashioned fist fight. I mean, it's you know, two go in, one comes out. It's that kind of game. They're playing for positioning... for home field advantage in the East.
Every game counts.
And we're playing to make the playoffs. So a lot at stake, you know, and it's I love those, man. I wish we were in a better position, but I don't mind our position is, I guess, the best way of putting it. So
yeah, we're here.
What do you got?
Well, I was trying to remember what was the name that we gave this game.
Well, it was something...
Texas, not a Texas tussle. What was the...
Yeah, please don't say that.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's
Brian, what's the name we gave to the Frisco matchup?
What? Texas takedown.
The Texas takedown, because I'm thinking hip drop tackle. The Texas takedown.
Okay.
Yep.
I know. Are you sorry for me? I know.
Alex Schuberth is saying that its East tiebreaker would currently favor Green Bay as it stands. If the blizzard went out, Frisco is stuck at number two in the East.
I'm going to say this about Green Bay. I like Kathy and Larry, their owners. They're really nice people. Corey's a good coach. Nat, I do like them. I want to know how they didn't have to play one non-conference game. Crickets.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one.
I don't either. I just
scheduling is a mystery to me.
Yeah. We played 6 non-conference games against all top-tier opponents. So, which, you know, it's good. I'm just curious. And I'm sure I'm sure 15 other teams in the league are curious. But... I'm the only one saying it out loud, I guess, which is usually the case. That's why I get fired every couple of years.
Scheduling is interesting, and I will say this. Well, I mean, head coach shelf life. I mean, people wonder why CEOs and head coaches get paid so much. It's not like you have job security.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there is no job security in
Don
a professional
sport. Don
is very
sports. Generous to me. I'll reiterate. I love the profession. I this used to be really dark black. But it's funny because, you'll get a kick out of this. And I'll put it up next week. But I walked into the players' lounge today, which I never do sit down on the couch.
Yeah, you don't go over there.
I just go in
for meetings. You sat down on the couch?
I never go in for meetings. I just go in for meetings. I never go in the player lounge because I don't want to be in their way. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there was only one or two guys. I think Caldwell was sitting on the couch. And so I sat down and Caldwell was sitting there. I go, what are you watching? He goes, we're watching Power. He goes, you don't know what that is, do you? And I go, oh, yeah, Tommy from Power, right? And
he goes, I have no idea.
He goes, yeah. And I go, yes, he's a friend of mine. He goes, no, he's not. So I said, well, I've known him for a while. And I said, no big deal. He's from Hamtramck, Michigan. So it's a suburb of Detroit. It's all Polish neighborhood. His family's Polish. And so we go down there and eat. And it's fun. So a few years back, when I saw him last, him and I went to the MGM casino just to go have a night out, boys' night out, smoke cigars, play blackjack, do that kind of thing. So this person took a picture of us together. So I sent it to Caldwell, and I go, see, I know Tommy. He goes, damn. He's like, I thought you were just going to fool it, but no. But, and the thing about it is I never go in there, you know, but they always make me feel comfortable. And, they, you know, what's funny is, and I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but in 1986, my last year of playing professional football, I broke my back. And it went undiagnosed for a couple years. And obviously, you know, the older you get, that's why I got a little forward lean when I walk, is that I got stenosis of the spine and there's some vertebrae issues, and there's a sciatic nerve issue, and I have some fractured vertebrae and a ruptured disc on one side, and it's going to require major surgery one day.
And the muscles are always screaming because they're trying to pull everything back
right
into alignment.
It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain every day.
Yeah.
So at practice, more often than not, I'll coordinate things in the office, get everything ready, make sure I coach the guy what they need, make sure filming, make sure this, make sure that, and I grab my golf cart, and I'll kind of work my way around. So that takes a little bit of pressure off me for game weekend because I'm on my feet the whole time on concrete. And the kids really look after me. Coach, can I get you anything? Coach, you want a Gatorade? Coach, you want... They're the nicest young men you could ever ask for. And I called my wife one night, and I was half in tears, and I said, I don't deserve these kids. I mean, I really don't deserve these kids. They're that special. And Megan and Jesse and the girls and the interns, and I mean, they can't do enough for you. And that's why it really is a blessing being here. I mean, it really is, because I'm going to get this thing fixed in the off season after my son's wedding. And... and I'll be back to running around being an idiot, before not.
Finding another way to injure your aggregate.
Right, because I always do that. Even now, I'll get down there and I'll, and the kids make a joke out of it because we'll be working on putting in a pass block or a defensive move, and I'll always jump in and play offensive guard or something, and I limp over there and I'm getting positioned. As soon as the ball snapped, I'm like, pop, pop, pop. They go, damn. And you forget you're old. You forget you're sore.
Yeah, you can do it once.
And then I cripple my way back to the cart. But
it was good for one play.
And play. Don and James have been great about letting me kind of work through this and not, make me where I'm a liability. So all those things, if you play football long enough, and when I played, you just played. I've had, on the left side, I think I've had 11 surgeries, knees, hips, feet, knees multiple times, like 5-6 times. And then on the other side, a knee, and then both shoulders, and then the rotator cuffs, labrums on both sides, and the back issue, neck issues. But that's how it was. Now, if you ever watch a Hall of Fame game or you watch any where they have Earl Campbell and those guys come out, they're all in wheelchairs now.
Yeah, they move slow. If they're standing upright, they're moving slow.
Right. If they're standing upright, they got a cane or crutches. And then if not, they're in wheelchairs. So thank you, Lord. So far, I'm good.
You're still ambulating.
Yeah. But, and that's the thing is that that's football. That's pro football. But anyway, I got off the rails there.
This is why people join the show.
Okay, we're in the fourth?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought about something the other day, and I said, you know how we give out a game ball?
Right.
Every week when we win, we give out game balls. And this week we didn't give out game balls because we lost, even though we had exceptional performances.
Yes.
Okay, but I had a ball that I've been saving that I wanted to give you because I figure... This is the closest thing you're going to ever do to winning a game ball.
Darn right.
There you go. We had it made up. I had it made up for you. It says Branded 2024 Co-host Ralph. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
So now you got a game
much.
Ball.
Folks, check this out.
Yeah, kind of nice, huh?
This is beautiful. Thank you, Coach.
So,
I am touched.
Well, I appreciate you. And
cool.
Yeah. Now we're going to see that. He's going to have that on a business card. Watch. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, the...
prop it up here.
See, I told you. Give me this damn thing. His only trophy before this was a participation trophy, so he's pretty excited. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. We're glad you got it.
I won an Iron Man trophy once, again.
Yeah, I bet. But we're glad you got it. And we thank you for all you do for the show and for the program.
Well, thank you for believing in the show and giving me a shot to do this.
Oh, yeah, we had fun. And, we were talking about the off season, so people know. We're not going to stop. So we're going to just keep going right along. We're going to have plenty of football content, off season works. I think some of our highest numbers, we're close to 100,000.
It should be there before the end of the season, whenever the season ends.
So we're really getting a good number still. And in the off season, we had incredible numbers. Some of them will be from the man cave, and some will be from a sponsor's location to be named.
And we have yet to do a show from Gunslinger Nation.
Yeah, I'm there quite a bit though. So yeah,
it's not
that'd
not
be
hard
nice.
To set up. Yeah,
but
do it from the players' lounge, around the pool table. I'm terrible at pool.
No, I don't. Do people know what we have in it? We have a big screen TV. We've got a big sectional couch. Of course, Miss Pam's our decorator, so you know everything's first class. We got a pool table. We got bar stools and bar tops. We got a full kitchen for them so they can have their own stuff with everything that's loaded. The fridge is always full. Coffee makers, all that kind of stuff. Microwave, all that stuff. And that's just for the players. And so you people, and let me tell you, this is no joke. When half of those AFL teams, well, all of those AFL teams that went out, I'm not talking like one player from a team wanting to come here. I'm talking every player from those teams wanting to come here.
Well, this is the number one thing about this program with you is you have relationships with a lot of the players, and then word of mouth spreads that if you come here, this is what you're coming to. If you get to stay here, it's because you continue to execute at the high level and produce the results.
If you we've never cut anybody. They cut themselves by performance, right? So, but here's the thing that's really interesting is that when you look at these locations, you look at San Antonio and you say this, how we cultivated the culture, what Don has invested in this football program. That's why fans, if you love us, if you like us, if you want to keep indoor football here, support the team, buy a ticket, buy a shirt, support the team in any way you can. And the thing about it is we built this beautiful complex. We had everything going on. Everything was great. But the only issue then becomes people want to come here, and more people want to come here, and other people want to come here. And we actually had a player. He just, God love him. I mean, I hadn't talked to him. Pulled up in the driveway, and he said, "Can I stay?" And, he said, "You don't have to pay me. Can I stay?" And I said, "No, we can't do that, but because we have roster limits." But it was kind of flattering in a way. And the thing about it is we don't treat our players like indentured servants.
Right.
Which a lot of lower-tier leagues that aren't NFL or CFL tend to do. We treat our football players like professional athletes, and what we can't do because of salary cap requirements, we well make up for in quality of life.
Right.
And right, health, and healthcare coverage and all the things that go with that. And we don't have one trainer every day at practice. We have four or five trainers at every single practice and games.
Well, Naquan Murray's been all over social media showing his time in the ice bath and then back at the hotel in the whirlpool.
Well, it was funny because when we built the ice baths, we had gotten these, this all preseason, Don and James and I, we had gotten these tubs and Don bought these 300-gallon ice baths.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like three or four.
At least, yeah,
So what does Don do? He puts in a commercial ice maker that can produce enough ice to do that. And then what does he do? After we used them, he says, "Well, I want to have them proper drainage." Has them modified where they have drain systems on them and this and that.
Right.
And all the things that go with that. Everything is so first class.
You're talking about a guy who is all about physical plant and facilities.
I'm telling you the honest truth. I've let players go, and they tell me they'll stay here for nothing.
Right.
Because they don't want to leave.
Because they're going to have to go and experience what somewhere else has to offer.
This is really hard if you're a player to leave here and go someplace else. I'm telling you right now, after all my years of experience, I'm not saying there's not great programs. NAS is a really nice program, right? Jacksonville has a first-class organization. There's Arizona's first-class. There's first-class organizations all over. Iowa, everybody. Vegas, incredible. This is special. This is special. I'm not saying it's better than. I'm just saying it's special. And
it's ours.
That's our biggest recruiting tool.
Right.
Come here and be treated like a pro football player.
and not have to drive to physical therapy and get a voucher to go eat lunch and come back for meetings.
You get three meals a day and a catered lunch every day, thanks to Jen, brought to the
And it's
practice
not the
facility.
Same meal every single time.
Oh, no. Yeah. There but is. I'll tell you what, we love our Taco Tuesdays. Oof. There's a lineup for that. Taco Tuesdays. And when Jen's really...
Do we want to mention the sponsor?
No. When I know I'm doing really, really well, occasionally, like every third Thursday, we get Greek food.
Oh.
But then she always brings me a box of Greek pastries, too. That's when I know I'm on the good side of her.
Okay.
When I'm on the bad side of her, it's like, hey, what's up? No, I'm just kidding.
There's a leftover plain donut.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they...
We have a new sponsor for Thursday for lunch?
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh,
Thursdays.
Right. We mentioned Outback as a new sponsor. So.
I love Outback. Where's my Greek food? Okay.
So we have to wait to the first week of July to get Greek food. Coach.
That's all right. No, it's great. It's great. No, they, she makes sure, and not only, you know what's funny about her is, little props to Jen. She'll take these guys on a sponsorship.
Right.
Venture. And then she go, oh, well, you're going to miss dinner. Let me take you to dinner. And then she takes all of them to dinner. And then she takes them all of them to go do something else. And then, you know, she's always making sure.
Oh, so it's Jen that was responsible for the trip to Pickleball Giant in there.
Would you get Brian credit for that? Notice how he didn't say no, it wasn't me?
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's Brian that sent the email that gave me the script that I printed off.
No, we just wanted everyone to know because the question came up about a week ago, what are you guys doing in the community?
Right.
And there's a ton. There's a ton. But that's just a small example of everything that we do. So
building the brand. America's
indoor
football.
Oh, what does
this say?
I got to read this. This is from Alec. Right? He says, Ralph's Heisman pose is... What's it say? Unrivaled?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was when I had a football. I had a football.
Thanks, Lori. Lori says, got you, coach.
Yeah,
See?
That was probably in reference to the Greek food.
Oh, the Greek food?
Yeah. I think that's what she was referring to.
Lori,
that's when the comment
for the
came.
Love of God, yes. Okay. Hey, listen. I love Texas barbecue. I love the Tex-Mex. It's the best in the world here. All the food's great. God, I miss Greek food.
Well, we do have a sponsor, and they are really, really good.
Yeah. So, and they got great Greek food, too. Go back up, if you would. I just want to take a look at...
Yeah, this is the time for us to...
what does this say?
Mark?
Oh, that's his...
Yeah,
Mark
put that
standby.
Up, because he had to leave,
okay,
leave
Mark,
the broadcast.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Not to mention thousands of fans across the nation with the league growing.
Yeah, Alex Schubert's comment about the game, not to mention thousands of fans across the nation with the league growing, I'd love to see at least progressively more balance in future seasons. He was talking about the scheduling. We were talking about scheduling and Green Bay having none of the Western Conference.
I say that truthfully. But also kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I got to say this about
Green
Bay. Because
I wouldn't complain if that was...
Green Bay was not expected to have the year they were having. At the start of the year...
Oh, Green Bay's good.
Nobody picked them to do much of anything, and they are the surprise team.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay. Well, we're...
Let's go strength of schedule.
Well, we've been over strength of schedule. We know how bad our schedule was and what was demanded of us.
No, it's okay. That's our housewarming party, housewarming gift.
Yeah.
Here you go. You want to be in the IFL? Wham. Okay, no. Here we go.
Here you go. We get to kick your teeth in the IFL.
Nah, it's okay.
Alex Schubert saying Green Bay was number fourth in his preseason preview for what it's worth, and he thought it was a crazier pick at that. Well, yeah. Given that it's been, I think, 9 years for Green Bay before they were since they were even in the playoffs.
Trivia question. Last time they went to the playoffs, who was their assistant coaches?
I don't know.
Me and Dave Mogensen.
Wow. Wow. And that was the first year of the new ownership, too.
No, I think Kathy and Larry owned it a little bit before that. It was in, I want to say, what was that, 2018? I go by knee surgeries. I'm trying to think. Anyway, But yeah, Dave and I, it was Dave, me, Corey, and I think that was pretty much the core coaching staff.
Now, if you give me one
time.
Of those, because I wanted to talk about that promo as well. Yeah, Alex saying it might have been 2019.
Okay.
Can I get one of those tickets? Not the ball. One of those tickets, because I wanted to talk about just one of those. Folks, between now and game day, you need to head out to a Matangas Pizzeria, because you can pick up a voucher for two tickets for Faith and Family Night. That is at any Matangas participating location. Just walk in. I hope that's with an order or something. They're not just giving away for anything. It's with an order. With an order, and you can claim two tickets for this game this Saturday, Faith and Family Night, and everyone in attendance tonight, you get free tickets. They all get tickets, right? Yeah.
Or if you see me driving around in the Gunslinger Hummer, slow down, and I'll throw you one of these out the window, okay?
Got to thank the Masked Man of San Antonio. If you'd stand up, Masked Man.
Yeah, let's
stand up.
We get him
on camera.
Yeah,
camera,
there you go.
Camera's right there. He's in attendance.
I got to tell you something. He's a good-looking guy, some without the mask. I don't know why he's wearing a mask. What's up with that?
Yeah, you got nothing to hide, man. Nothing to hide.
Either that or he robs banks.
His nickname is Robin Banks. Yeah, Masked Man of San Antonio saying first time here, and the pizza is really good. Yes, thank you very much for discovering that.
And we've created an invention, but we're going to have to get sweet honey when we do
culinary reveal.
No, we won't even talk about it.
You don't want to talk about the...
Nah.
Yeah, hand it around here, and we'll put
okay,
this on camera.
Okay, so they make the best...
So Coach is humble,
okay,
break. Go ahead.
Okay, they make the best Zeppelins that you would ever want. But craving Greek food, I said, I bet you I could turn these into Greek food. So what we did is we put honey and cinnamon on the pizza dough. And boy, I'll tell you what, is it good. A lot of people tried it, and a lot of people liked it.
A lot of people are getting fatter.
Yeah, don't give that back. No, go ahead. No, I don't want it. It's okay.
And we also want to promote as well.
The honey, what is it?
The Honey Bear. This is for Bear County, Honey Bear. Those of you that don't know.
Give that back to your mom before we start trouble.
Actually, I think I want to pop this over on camera 3.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
A little less reflection.
Here, no, let's do your camera shot.
Okay,
there, how's that look?
Well, yeah, that's fine. You want to hold it? Go ahead,
no,
hold it.
Go ahead.
You can hold it. Yeah, this is an amazing pizza. I had it the first week it came out, because I'm always interested in new food. It's the cup and char pepperoni with jalapeno for the tang and the hot honey drizzle, or is it drizzle, or is it grizzle for the bear?
Oh my
God. I'll go.
I want my ball back.
Yeah, Honey Bear Pizza, Bear County, Texas. Yes, yes.
Oh God,
Honey Bear. There we go.
Should have stayed in college a couple more years.
Then what would have happened?
Could have been a doctor or something. I don't know.
Thank you very much, Jen. And I guess that will... Philip,
please say that'll do it. Okay, what did Phil say?
He says, just finished dinner with the family, and you guys are already making me hungry again. Well, you need to get up here, Phil.
Yeah, Phil. Come by for a show. I'd love to have you on. Come on.
He'd love to have
Come
you.
Come on, Phil.
Love to have you for dinner.
I'd love to have you on the show.
Masked Man of San Antonio says it tastes a bit like a sopapilla, which is what you had said.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sopapilla.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
They need to name it
Branded Bites?
Branded Bites. See that?
Or is that a comment on the show?
Or is that another thing? Is that another thing I don't get paid for?
Yeah.
Okay. Another. Just asking.
Well, since we're definitely not getting paid by the hour, I guess we'll close this one out.
Yeah, let's go home.
All right.
Big week ahead.
So do it for the fourth quarter. We'll come back to wrap this one up in a moment. You're watching Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring, live from Matangas Pizzeria.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We train for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Yeah, right. And welcome back to the final segment as we close this one out, traditionally called the Meet and Greet. This will wrap up our week. What week was it? 15? Yeah, it's been a long week. Week 16. Week 16 show. Make sure you've liked and subscribed before you go. And now it's that special time of the evening where Coach has a special word for some special people.
I feel like we should have some cool music playing in the background. Okay, no, anyway.
We've got music.
Yeah. No, first of all, I want to say let's get behind America's football team, right? The San Antonio Gunslingers and what we stand for. It's time that we put God, country, family, and, of course, football ahead of some of this nonsense going on. And we sure appreciate your support. That being said, Miss Susan, I love you and I miss you, and I can't wait to see you next week. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. I love you. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for June 26th. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.